So both Patrick Henry Bass, Takeaway contributor and senior editor at Essence, and Farai Chidea, independent journalist and also friend of this program, you may have heard her hosting the program about a year and a half ago, both of them suggested that President Obama may be out of touch with one of his core constituencies, African Americans. What about the Latino vote? The president's numbers in that community have also dipped. Here to talk about how the Latino community is gauging the president's leadership on all kinds of issues, Gustavo Arellano, managing editor with OC Weekly and author of the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. Gustavo, welcome back to the show.
Hola, gracias.
Thank you. And let's talk a little bit about exactly what Patrick and Farai were saying, that there's a sense that President Obama is out of touch with a core constituency that was probably the most enthusiastic about his election. It's a little different for Latinos. Not all of them would consider themselves to be in the Obama base, but where do you stand?
A big chunk of Latinos are in the Obama base, especially given in 2008 the alternative, which was John McCain, somebody who even then was already turning into this anti-Mexican lunatic. Nowadays, in 2012, you have the seemingly natural advantage for Obama against the Republican candidates, because most of them are also falling in the same camp as John McCain's stance on immigration and other issues were, if not more so. The problem with Obama, though, at least on the economy, we know it's faltering, and so most people are against what he's doing or against him right now due to that reality. But in terms of immigration, which is always an issue near and dear to Latinos, Obama has actually been worse on the issue in many ways than the George W. Bush administration, escalating deportations, not really taking a strong stance for amnesty, and also on the issue of the DREAM Act, just being very doddering. So as a result, a lot of Latinos are not only getting increasingly frustrated, but some of them are actually ready to turn around, away from him if this issue doesn't improve by next year.
Now, you've already alluded to the fact that the GOP doesn't necessarily have any kind of natural candidate, possibly with the exception of Mitt Romney, who's a real centrist. He doesn't really lead with his immigration credentials. But even given the GOP kind of not a natural home for elite Latino voters, you're saying that Barack Obama is still losing support?
I do, because what happens with Obama is there's a sense of no action. There's a sense of not being able to right the ship. And actually, I've always maintained in my column that Latinos are naturally Republican. They really believe in small government. A big chunk of them do not like gays and lesbians or even other minorities. But the problem with the Republicans is that they consistently turn away Latino voters with their anti-Mexican rhetoric. It's at least out here in California, the Republican Party, ever since 1994, they've turned off a generation, if not two generations, of Latinos for their actions. And what's happening now, with Michelle Bachmann, and even with Mitt Romney, who, of course, whose dad is a Mexican, was born in Mexico, which makes Mitt a half-Mexican. Because of all that, you think they have a natural advantage, but they continue to throw it away. Also, what happens is, even if Obama doesn't exactly have the most stellar of records, that doesn't necessarily mean people will all turn Republican, that means then that Latinos might actually just sit out the election or, heaven forbid, vote for a third-party candidate.
And there's no third-party candidate at this point, which, of course, was the very thing that doomed one-term Democrat Jimmy Carter a generation ago on issues that had nothing to do with immigration, per se. But Gustavo Arellano, let's talk policy for just a second. I don't want this entire segment to be about immigration because, as you've said many times on this program, there's all kinds of issues that relate to the Latino community. But hasn't Obama gotten any creds for this policy of really, I don't know how to characterize it exactly, but really soft peddling deportations unless somebody is a clear danger, like, someone who's accused of terrorism or something, the administration and the Department of Homeland Security is really looking the other way on deportations?
That's what Obama has been trying to say the only people we're trying to deport right now are the most dangerous elements of society, murderers and child molesters and, the scum of the earth. Unfortunately, the actions speak louder than words, and a lot of times in the program or in the programs that Obama has set up to deport people, you get a lot of people who are just plain and simple family members say they had, unfortunately, a DUI or some misdemeanor crime, rounded up and thrown back. So there's actually been town hall meetings with the Department of Homeland Security and ICE. They've been trying to set up to try to talk to different Latino communities across the United States, asking them or telling them, this is why we're doing what we're doing. And there's actually been walkouts. There's actually been chants and protesting and screaming matches. You know, the Tea Party gets all the attention for screaming, but hey, Latinos, we could yell as loud as anyone else. Hmm. So as a result, then you have the core constituency, that core activists, really starting to get frustrated with Obama, not turning against him as much as, say, the Republicans or conservatives have, but really a sense of disillusionment.
What do you make of some of these GOP efforts to try to attract Latino voters? There was a whole big initiative over the weekend in New Mexico.
Oh, it's laughable. Okay, so they have Susana Martinez, the governor down there. Big whoops. You have Marco Rubio, who some people think he might be a vice presidential candidate. And I predict he's going to be that because for Republicans, they're very simplistic. They think, hey, you put somebody with brown skin or somebody who could cha-cha-cha, hey, we're going to get a lot of Latinos. Of course, though, Latinos are much more complex than that. I do think that the president presidential candidate that has the best jobs plan or the best plan to turn around the economy is ultimately going to get more Latinos than any other issue whatsoever. However, I still don't believe that the Republicans have that answer. And to couple, you know, to top that off with their traditional anti-immigrant rhetoric, you're still not going to get as many Latinos, I think, as voted for President Reagan historically, which was going up into, you know, the majority of the population back in the 80s, because Reagan not only was able to right the economy, but also he spoke relatively moderate on the issue of immigration, and of course, he spoke very strongly in the family values bit as well.
Reagan was the high watermark for Latinos. All right, Gustavo Arellano, what do you say to folks who say, why are you talking to this crazy lefty Gustavo Arellano? If you talked with a mainstream Latino pundit, you would have gotten a much different view.
Oh, the mainstream Latino pundits, with the exception of Ruben Alvarez, are pretty dumb anyway.
And how do you really feel?
No, a lot of people are going to toe that line. Unfortunately, it's something that out here in California, we're the bellwether for Latino politics. So what the United States is going through, we went through 20 years ago. And I could tell you, even though the Democratic Party does rule out here in California, you need people who are really going to be committed to the issue. No more just talking, action.
And Obama is out there in California today. Gustavo Arellano, managing editor with the OC Weekly and author of the syndicated column Ask a Mexican. Thanks as always.
Gracias.